Margaret Howry was born in Ireland in 1813. When she was only 5 years old, her family moved to the United States. They settled in Baltimore, and not long after they arrived, an epidemic of yellow fever broke out and claimed the life of both of her parents. She was orphaned at the age of 9 and was adopted by a family and basically became their servant girl. She never learned to read or write. She was illiterate. At the age of 21, she finally escaped this life by marrying Charles Howry. Charles was kind of a sickly man, and so they moved from Baltimore to New Orleans. And just 2 years into their marriage, both Charles and their infant daughter passed away. Again, cholera and yellow fever were rampant. She cried out to God, "My God, thou hast broken every tie. Thou hast stripped me of all. Again, I am alone." She was only 23, and she had lost her mom, her dad, her husband, and her daughter. Well, Margaret began volunteering at an orphanage in New Orleans, and it was there that she found her calling. She was befriended by the Sisters of Charity and actually was given a room at the orphanage. And despite being illiterate, her charm was wonderful, and she found success as a businesswoman. So she first purchased 2 cows and began a dairy business, selling milk door to door and collecting food for the orphans, begging for food. Well, her dairy business expanded from 2 cows to 40 cows. And then she sold her dairy business and bought a bakery. She ran one of the most successful bakeries in New Orleans, and she was known for her charity, giving away bread to beggars, to winos, to the orphans. And she used the proceeds from the bakery to purchase 4 orphanages and to sustain them. Well, by the end of her life, she was known as the breadwoman of New Orleans and the mother of orphans. And many in New Orleans simply knew her on a first name basis as Margaret. Jesus tells his disciples, "You and me, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world." What does Jesus mean by being salt and light? Well, he means that we're not meant to live for ourselves, but for the sake of others. Salt is not so good in itself. People don't say, "Wow, that was sure a good pinch of salt." Salt is meant to flavor other food and to preserve food from corruption. And light is only noticed when it illuminates something else. So Jesus is saying, your life is not about you. You're meant to serve others. As I've said before, if you want to see the interpretive key of the gospel, look at the first reading. The first reading and the gospel are linked. In our first reading, the Lord says, "Share your bread with the hungry, shelter the oppressed and the homeless, clothe the naked when you see them." This is how we are meant to be salt and light, by practicing corporal works of mercy. And Margaret literally did this. She gave away bread. She sheltered the orphans. Think of her life. She was stripped of everything, her parents, her husband, her daughter, and yet she became a great light in New Orleans. After all that tragedy, she found a reason to live by living for others. Now, I want to make 2 points about being salt and light. First, how do people like Margaret live such amazing lives of charity? How did Mother Teresa do it? All the saints stayed close to the fire. If we're going to give of ourselves, we have to remain connected to the source of all gift, which is God Himself. Margaret prayed. She went to Mass. She lived her life in communion with Jesus. Jesus was the fuel of her charity. Many of you know I just returned from the Holy Land. One of the great blessings of the trip, and the reason I like to bring parishioners, is because of the formation that Mike Schurzlich gives. He's the head of the School of Faith. He told us over and over on the trip, the infallible key to holiness is a deep life of prayer. The path to becoming a saint is a deep life of prayer. If we're not praying, then what do we really have to give? We're just giving of ourselves. And if we just give of ourselves, we don't have much to offer. But if we're praying and living our lives in communion with Jesus, then it's the light of Jesus that shines through us. I'm convinced we have to be told over and over the importance of prayer until we actually do it. Read, reflect, resolution, to read Scripture, reflect on it, and make a resolution to live out in our daily lives. The only way we're going to be lights to the world is if we have the light of Christ burning in our souls, and that comes from a life of deep prayer. We can't give what we don't have. Second point, there are many ways to be lights. There are so many needs and ways to practice mercy. Where do we begin? It can seem overwhelming when you look at our time and talent form for our parish. We have over 70 ministries. Where do we start? We have an awesome opportunity coming here at St. Michael on Saturday, February 29th. We're going to have our Called and Gifted workshop. This workshop will help each of us answer the question, how is God calling me to be a light? It all begins with prayer and discernment. Before we just sign up to do lots of things, we have to first discern, what are my gifts? What is my charism? A charism is a gift from the Holy Spirit. At the conference, we'll have an opportunity to fill out an inventory of questions to help us discern, what are my gifts? What is my charism? What is the Holy Spirit calling me to do? Part of the called and gifted process will also involve an interview with a trained, called and gifted guide who will help us discern our gifts. So often we busy ourselves with lots of activity. Something may catch our eye or someone may invite us to help with something. The problem is we might readily say yes without really discerning, is this what God wants me to do? Is this in sync with the Holy Spirit? If we're living our lives in sync with the Holy Spirit, our lives are going to be so much more peaceful. They're not going to be so frantic and chaotic, and we're actually going to bear more fruit. If we're just doing busy work, we're not going to be bearing much fruit. Please come to the Called and Gifted Conference. You can sign up through our website, or if you want to put your name down on the sheet in the narthex, include your email and we'll send you the link to sign up. The cost is $20. Each person here is called. Jesus is calling us. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Each person here is gifted. Now, you might think like I do sometimes, oh my gosh, I don't know if I want to go to this conference and find out I don't have any gifts. The Holy Spirit hasn't left anyone out. Every person here has a charism from the Holy Spirit. Come and learn. Let's pray and discern what our gifts are and how we can use them to be salt and light.